This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the DJ V Show. Sadly, Jennifer is not with us today, but Victoria Keelan is here and fine fiddle. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington dealing with technology. Isn't it great technology? That could be the big story of the day, the hour. Maybe what would be good, I think, spending a minute, Victoria, if you wouldn't mind, because I do think this is a big story. It affects so many people. This business of the router and the Russians. And how
the router and the Russians, yeah.
The router, well, it sounds like a movie, doesn't it?
I know.
The router,
right?
And the Russians.
Yeah.
But a good warning. I think this is a productive, constructive moment here. If you listen to Victoria, it's very important to know what is going on or what may be going on with the most important element in your home computer, your small business computer, how you connect to the outside world. It doesn't make much difference, you know, what system brings the connection. It's the router that is important, is it not?
It is. It's the box that either you rent from your cable company or internet provider every month, or perhaps you own your own Wi-Fi router. But whatever it is, the little thing with the antennas that's near where the cable comes into your house, and I'm being very, very basic here because this is how I have to tell my mom how to do things. And so, the little black box with the little lights on it, there should be anywhere between 4 and 5 lights on it. That's your router, and that controls your internet, and that is what's being hacked right now. There is no software that protects routers unless you have a very advanced system, which we're talking about the average consumer, average American here. I don't have any extra protection on mine. Most people don't. And so the warning from the FBI is that Russian spies, basically Russian hackers, they're making their business to hack into hundreds of thousands of personal Wi-Fi routers. So this affects everyone in your home, your small business. They're not going after major corporations that have big data security. They're just going after everybody else. And what the danger in this is every single thing that you do on the internet, there's a little marker for it. And so every single thing that you do, whether you shop online, if you buy things on Amazon, there's a connection, there's a network of map. There's like a, basically it's a network map of everything you do. And when they hack into your router, they have access to all of that. The credit cards that you buy things online with, your bank statements, if you go onto your bank account and you check your bank account online, all of that can be exposed. And that's the danger here. And that's why we want you to switch off your router, and if you have to play around with it, figure out if there isn't a switch, pull the power plug out. A lot of models don't actually have a button that's on and off, so just pull the power out, let it sit for 60 seconds, plug it back in, and you're good to go. And what that does is they've sent out these spider webs of hacking data, and when you turn off your router, it cuts off that supply. And that's why it's important. That's why the FBI is urging everyone to do that, because you can actually stop them in their tracks from taking this data from you. And it's a simple solution, but it's a very complex problem. So Doug just rebooted his, and that's important to do. I rebooted mine yesterday. I had talked my mom through it as well on the phone. Fancy Nancy rebooted hers. So it's really important. You have to kind of pay attention to this. The problem is most people, and I mean most people, like 99% of American consumers, they get a Wi-Fi router installed. The Verizon man comes, or Comcast, or Spectrum, or whoever you have. They come to your house. They give you internet, and you never think about it again. And you never turn off your router, you don't reboot it, and you probably have never rebooted it, so that's why it's been an easy target for the Russian hackers. And so, reboot
it
immediately.
We just spoiled them now, man. We'll show them, those bastards. Yeah.
But you're right, though. This is a very potentially very damaging thing. And and if you run a small business at home, all of those types of things can this can cause a lot of problems for you.
Yeah. And I do, and many of the people. It's very interesting, the research we've done. I think I've said this on the air a couple of times. The research on the audience that we have, the amazing number of small business owners that listen to this program really is pretty... maybe it's because I am, and you know you found a kindred spirit here. Speaking of kindred spirits and the Russians, here's the story of a guy who was completely, totally blasted, wasted, drunk, wiped out on vodka. He attacked one of Russia's most famous paintings with a pole. The painting, Ivan the Terrible and his son Ivan, on November 16, 1581, was created by Ilya Repin, one of Russia's most famous 19th century artists. It was at the Tretyakov Gallery in Moscow. Painted in 1885, it depicts Ivan the Terrible, the Tsar of Russia, from 1547 to 1584, consoling his son after having dealt him a mortal blow in a fit of rage. Thus the name Ivan the Terrible. The 37-year-old man, one of the last visitors to the museum, entered just before the museum closed. He had a pole from one of the painting's barriers. He struck the glass case several times. Picture was badly damaged, the canvas was broken in three pieces, and the central part of the image on the figure of the prince was damaged. You know that 90% of the people, I laugh, but it's kind of sad actually. Now, you talk about mental health issues we have in this country. 90% of Russians are alcoholics. 90%. Vodka, all kinds of other things that are cheap.
You have to stay warm somehow.
The weather is so bad and it's so dreary in most of Russia. When you get into the northern climes, Moscow, St. Petersburg, certainly north and west of there, where a lot of the population is, it's just a horrible, bleak existence. Horrible. So anyway, this guy took his drunkenness to the to Ivan the Terrible. There's another whole story there in terms of history, understanding the damage this guy did. You talk about despots and bad people. The guy killed his son. So, and he was a madman. He was completely out of his mind. Completely. Anyway, the guy said he wanted to leave, but he dropped into the buffet and drank 100 grams of vodka. He said, quote, "I don't drink vodka and become overwhelmed something." Well, he did in this circumstance.
That's not a new thing either. You know, when I was in Italy, I was in St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican, and there's in the very front of the basilica, there is a statue of Michelangelo. Wow, talking hard.
Michelangelo statue of Michelangelo.
No, it's of Mary holding Jesus after he's dead. It's his Pietà. And it's behind bulletproof glass. Like, you can, you're a few feet away, but you can't get anywhere close to it. And I guess it's because a crazed lunatic ran in years ago with, like, a hammer and just started battering it. Yeah. Luckily, they were able to, you know, save it, and they were able to fix it up. I have no idea how they go about doing that. But, yeah, now you can't get anywhere within, like, 15 feet of it. You just have to stand behind the glass wall.
You know, one of the things, and again, we're back to mental health, which is a sub-theme of a lot of discussions we have on the air. The anger that people have is so scary these days. Anger, it's scary to contemplate why people get angry and who's angry, but also the people on the receiving end of it. When you say to somebody, calm down, that doesn't work. It is a big deal. Even though sometimes it's only a little thing that gets people enraged. And I think part of it has to do with wanting to be heard. One of the biggest problems in our country is that people don't listen anymore. They don't hear what they say themselves. Did you hear, anybody say, did you hear what you just said? And then there is all the stuff, the judgment that's around. Look at all of the stories today, and this week, the Roseanne Barr thing, and people are angry at Jimmy Kimmel now. And there's so much anger, and you can see it, you can hear it, you can feel it. I think sometimes there's good anger because you need to get stuff out of your system. But it comes when you express or allow people to express themselves. Whether they're unhappy about something, expressing displeasure is good. It's being heard. Sometimes you don't have to say anything. It's one of the lessons that I learned in my last go-around, was just being able to listen. Some people don't want you to come back and say, this is how to fix it. They just want to be heard. And I think that's the constructive kind of anger. Bad anger is destructive on your own person. The anger, the stress it creates in your system, very bad for your health. If you're looking for, if somebody's angry that's around you and you become a good non-judgmental listener, perhaps that's that's something that will help you a little bit, especially in this era of so much anger. It's very destructive. It destroys not only you, but relationships. And it's not cool. So maybe that's helpful. Hopefully it is. 16 past the hour.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's 3 p.m., and you just ran out of ink. You have a report due end of day, which is 2 hours from now. You can't push the deadline because end of day means end of today, not end of tomorrow day. What now? Go to your local Staples store. Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at low prices every day. So you can get your ink fast for less. End of story.
Do you get enough rest? Are you constantly restless when you're in bed? Do you fall asleep but you can't stay asleep? If you have that problem, try MyPillow. Now, like me, you can get a great night's sleep every night. Great sleep is important for your health and well-being. And the best offer that I can give you right now from MyPillow is to go to MyPillow.com and get 4 pillows for the price of 2. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, even better, 50% off the regular retail price. 2 premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows, 50% off at MyPillow.com. Made with 100% cotton, machine washable and dryable, MyPillow made in our country. Backed by a 10-year warranty, 60-day guarantee. Act fast. Get yours now. Get to a better night's rest. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for the half-price deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
In my yard, I'm a grill master.
But weeds have invaded this backyard barbecue kingdom. With Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, you can thicken your lawn and kill over 50 pesky weeds guaranteed. Because Scott's Weed Grip technology is twice as effective on dandelions and clover as it used to be. So you can defeat invaders and green up your grass.
It's my secret recipe for a great-looking lawn.
This is a Scott's Yard. Pick up a bag of Scott's Weed and Feed today.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl,
oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums on the go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
Don't forget the Works Father's Day combo giveaway here from the DJV show. A GT Revolution trimmer edger mini mower for $100 and a 40V Hydro Shot portable power cleaner. We're giving away two a week starting this week. And you have to register at djvshow.com. That's all you have to do. It's so easy to win. Just go to djvshow.com, fill out the contest form, make sure you put Works Giveaway there at djvshow.com. You'll be a winner.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together, dancing cheek to cheek.
Here's Gaga.
Oh, I love to climb a mountain and reach the highest peak.
The combo turned out to be so fabulous. One of the best-selling musical connections in a long, long time was the get-together Lady Gaga had with Tony Bennett. And so much so, they're back in the studio together. Both of them were spotted heading into the New York Electric Lady Studios. Rumors have been floating around. They are collaborating once again. This song, Cheek to Cheek, and the album that came with it, debuted at number one in 2014 on the Billboard charts. Massive success for both of them. They said they wanted to do something else. So Gaga performing at Tony's 90th birthday bash at Radio City Music Hall. And you can see whenever they're together, you can see that there's a warmth between the two of them.
Oh, yeah.
Any number of times when they have appeared together. So anyway... Part of that reason, too, is
he really respects her talent.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, I'm a huge Tony Bennett fan.
Yeah.
Tony Bennett is not easy to sing with. No. He has such a unique style, the way he phrases things. It's not easy to actually sing with him. And somehow she managed to really do that and do it better than anyone else who's ever tried. Normally his duets are separate singers and they cut it together in the studio.
I'm surprised they didn't tour together. It's a lot of work and maybe he doesn't want to do it. But
I would love it. Well, they did a few shows together, but that was it.
All right. Also, other music at 25 past the hour on the DJV show with Victoria and Doug. Bobby Brown called a cover of Pusha T's new Daytona album, which depicts Whitney Houston's bathroom counter littered with drugs and really bad taste. Yeah, really, you think? Bobby Brown was married to Houston in the 90s, and he was blamed for her drug problem, but it turns out maybe that wasn't the whole story. At least that's the impression
so.
I've gotten in more recent, last couple of years anyway.
Yep.
After being told that it was a picture of Houston's bathroom licensed by Kanye West for $85,000, Brown said, why would he post that on his album cover? That would be something I'd ask. Pretty disgusting. Why, is Kanye West that bad a guy? He's never impressed me. Wasn't there something about him this week? Didn't Trump call him some? Didn't Obama call him a jackass?
I think that Kanye has a very specific image in his head of what he wants his, like, creative vision to be, and I don't think anything else matters to him. Like, nothing else gets in the way of that, and so when he decides, because they had a different album cover originally picked, apparently Pusha T said that they, you know, Kanye picked a photographer, they had all these pictures taken, they all agreed on it, and then at, like, 1 a.m., Kanye just changed his mind. And no one else really had a say in that, and this is what he picked, and he obviously paid a ton of money to do it. So, I don't know, I guess he just had this weird vision in his mind of, like, this is what I need.
Why don't they sue him? Does he own the
he paid $85,000.
He paid for the license of it, but it's still... But here's the funny thing to me. When Bobby Brown is telling you that you're doing something in bad taste, you really need to sit back and take a moment and figure out where did life go wrong?
Things in bad taste. Snoop Dogg has become a Guinness World Record holder after constructing the world's largest gin and juice in honor
of his
hit song. He appeared at the Bottle Rock Napa Valley Festival alongside rapper Warren G to attempt to make a paradise cocktail for the history books. The finished drink measured in at more than 132 gallons of gin and juice, 38 jugs of orange juice, 154 bottles of apricot brandy, and 180 bottles of gin. I admit somebody would say,
this is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
No one is defending her comments. They're inappropriate.
The White House discussing the controversy over Roseanne Barr and the comedian's racist remarks about a former top advisor to President Obama, Valerie Jarrett. Sarah Huckabee Sanders also at yesterday's briefing defending a tweet from President Trump in which he said ABC owes him an apology, accusing the network of making horrible statements about him in the past.
President's pointing to the hypocrisy in the media, saying that the most horrible things about this president, and nobody addresses it.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and North Korea's former spy chief sit down for dinner last night in New York City. The two are expected to sit down again today to continue talks about plans to resurrect the June 12th summit in Singapore between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything.
866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Looks like it's 34 and change after the hour. The succession continues. That is succession in the form of we're succeeding on the DJV show. And so I have Victoria Keelan here, and she's doing a fine job in success. Kara Schillen is a succeed. Let's see if I can get the word. If you are successful, does that mean you've succeeded? Ever think about it that way? What does success mean to you? Have you succeeded if you are successful? This riddle brought to you by...
Yeah, right?
What do you think?
Yeah.
You look upon yourself as successful. Each day when you get up and you start the day, do you feel like you're a cheerleader for yourself and that you will be successful? Kara?
Yeah, and I also think the answer to your question is true, but I think succeeded is more of like a general term. Like, just because you're successful at one thing doesn't mean you've like succeeded at everything.
Yeah,
or
right.
Succeeded at life. So that means you've succeeded at one thing, and now you can go and be successful and succeed at something else.
Well, the dreams that you have, the choices that you make, the things that you have in your mind, thoughts are things, I believe. And when people believe something will come true, remember the old Jiminy Cricket song? I hope you remember. A dream is a wish your heart makes. Remember that from Pinocchio? Come on, you saw Pinocchio.
Yes,
didn't
I remember
two of you
that.
See
when I was
Pinocchio?
Like a baby, but I don't remember the song.
Don't you remember
Carrie,
that?
Do you remember
I was
the
a baby.
Song?
I was a baby, and I remember it.
Yes,
I
remember the song, but I am anxious talking about it, because if we talk about the song and you say that you don't know the song, then someone's going to sing the song for you.
Okay,
and,
you're right.
Never someone?
Mind. Love that song. Love that song.
Yeah,
my
someone?
Favorite song. I know every word and lyric. No need
someone?
To sing it.
Someone? Well, let's see if we can make our way into miracles. Somebody who needs a miracle to help them out at this point in time. People in the news. Harvey Weinstein has been indicted by a grand jury on rape and sex act, criminal sex act charges. The DA, Cyrus Vance, says that the indictment follows his being arrested, what was that, last Friday, I think, brings the defendant another step closer to accountability for the crimes of violence with which he is now charged. And the AG says he's going to try the case in the courtroom, not in the press. Yeah? Mr. Weinstein has already been tried in the press. He's already been found guilty in the press.
Yeah. And here in New York, though, Vance isn't really all that popular because the behind the scenes of the Harvey Weinstein stuff, you know, back in 2015, he had an audio recording from a woman who was sexually assaulted by Harvey Weinstein, where on the recording, Harvey Weinstein admitted to doing it. And so the New York police detectives have said, well, this is enough evidence. Move forward with a criminal case, and this guy didn't. And so now that it's become this huge thing, and now he's Mr. I'm gonna, you know, get justice for all these women. It's like, well, dude, where were you? The governor went after you and said you were wrong. The police detectives in New York said you were wrong. Like, where were you back then in 2015? So now in 2018 he can showboat, and so now, you know, I don't have a whole lot of use for that guy, but Harvey Weinstein should go up the river anyway.
It's time for Jack McCoy to come back as DA of New York. Aren't you?
Who's that?
Jack McCoy? Oh, my God.
Does he sing, too? I don't know.
Ultra. Jack McCoy was the character played on Law & Order in, I think, for probably 18 or 19, I think it was 19 seasons, Sam Waterston.
Oh, Sam Waterston. Okay, if you just said Sam Waterston, then I would have said,
his
DA.
His character was Jack McCoy.
For the life of me, I never knew his name. Never knew his name.
Really?
Never. Yeah. I love him. I love Sam Waterston, and I love him on that show, but I would never have been able to tell you his
name.
He
started in 1994 as the DA and lasted until...
He was great on
the
that.
Last. So, he was great. Yeah, but he's also
great. It's so
funny
to see how different he is on Grace and Frankie.
Yeah, I was going to say. He Sheen, Martin Sheen, together, very funny. That's a good show. All right, let's see who else is in the news. Jesse Duplantis. You know who Jesse Duplantis is?
Oh, he's trending.
Gospel televangelist asking his followers to pray about becoming a partner to help his mission get $54 million so he can buy a private jet. Yeah, that's what these guys need. Apparently, the ministry has already paid cash for three other private planes, but Jesse said God told him he wanted him to have a Falcon 7X.
That's a direct quote, by the way. He actually says that on video, which is one of the hilarious reasons
this
guy is trending.
Who's
going
to be dumb enough to give this guy money? There are a lot of people.
You'd be surprised.
A lot of people. I guess the nice thing for all of us is that God is obviously not focused on all of these other things we think he is, our sins and all of that. He's focused on telling people to get planes. So we're all good.
The funniest part is, I love when he said, if Jesus was here, he wouldn't be riding on a donkey. He'd be on a private jet. I love how people assign these things to Jesus.
Oh, my God.
And anyone who's a real theologian or scholar knows, like, the real Jesus would definitely not be on a private jet.
Jimmy and his kid's name.
Who?
The other, it just went out of my mind. I could see him on TV singing. He just makes me nauseous when I see him. He was.
Oh, Joel Osteen? No.
He makes me nauseous too. I love his ministry. Well, yeah, I guess his ministry and his message are fabulous. I just think. And
well, his message is God wants you to be successful, right?
Essentially. Yeah, that's okay.
Nothing wrong with that. But, you know, why does he need so much money from people to get that message out?
There's the other side of that is if he's helping people, why not give? And you could say that for Jimmy Swaggart. That's what I was trying to think of. Jimmy Swaggart and his son and all these other.
Is he the one who was married to Tammy Faye?
No, that was Billy, Bill, Bobby.
There's so many of them, I can't keep track.
Pammy Faye, I used to call her Tammy Faye Baker.
Tammy Faye Baker, right?
Yeah.
But so who was her husband?
Bill, Bob.
Jim Baker?
Yeah, it was Billy Jim Joe Baker, wasn't it, Billy?
Jim Baker,
that's it. Yeah, right. Okay. Anyway, this is all. And I know we sound like a bunch of intolerant, northern, arrogant liberals. That's not the message here at all. I'm just saying I've run across a lot of these people. And I remember when I was a kid, there was a first commercial radio station that I worked for in the city where I went to school, Tiffin, Ohio. And I worked at the radio station 7 days a week. I had all kinds of jobs from sweeping the floor, cleaning the toilet, going on the air. I did everything. And on Sundays, I would go into the station at 6 o'clock in the morning and play a bunch of what they call public service tapes. But the public service tapes many times were paid for. They were ministries. And there was one particular fellow, and I can't remember his name. It wasn't Garner Ted Armstrong, but it was one of those guys who at the end of the half hour, he would say, to keep this ministry going, send your money to me.
Mm.
And he would give an address and people would send money. So I found out.
We're not making fun of. Then I think we need to just be clear. We're not making fun of people's religious beliefs. It's just the fact that these guys are scam artists,
right? So
and that's all
that,
it is. You can go and you can sit in your own living room and pray and have just as much of a direct line to God or spirit or whatever you want to call it than if you send in your seed money to these people in an envelope and you think it's getting blessed. There have been so many stories where they find all these empty envelopes in dumpsters with people's messages. And they take the money out. They don't even read the messages. It's horrible.
Yeah. That's where the guy who got caught doing that was a big preacher in Dallas. And ABC News did a story on him.
They went dumpster diving and they found him, right?
Yeah. Well, they didn't. They found that the people would be encouraged to send a check in with a prayer so that with the check, the prayer would be read and get straight to God. And the dumpster divers found that the envelopes were all open, checks were out of them, and the prayers were still inside the envelopes.
It's horrible.
Never having been opened. So there's that. But the rest of my story about this, playing this tape on the radio station in Tiffin, I found out, I think it was the end of the first year, that the guy who was on the tape, the minister, had been dead for 10 years, that there were 4,020... I don't know, there were over 4,000 of these recorded things, and they ran, every Sunday there would be a different one, so each year he'd make 50 of them, and over the course of many, many years, he came up with like four, and they just kept playing them. The guy was dead, the wife and the son were making millions, and this guy hadn't come up with a new thing for years and years and years, new message. It was the old message, just recycled. It was pretty clever, I suppose, but... And does the message change is the other question. Isn't the message pretty straightforward and simple? Be a good person, live a good life, and you'll get to God. That's it. End of story.
But why should anyone have to pay for that?
Well, but that's the point. Thank you. Especially for a...
Well, that's like, I always say Bono's old saying back from the 80s, the God I believe in isn't short of cash, mister, so I don't need to give anybody money. I can go to church, I can do whatever I want to do, and it's just as effective.
God believes in abundance. You should have your own abundance. Pray for that or hold the thought that you will be. That's why I started out talking about success, because success for some is abundance. And it's not just money. Abundance in all sorts of things. Abundance of love. Abundance of friendship. Abundance of... just think about something that you want to have in your life in abundance. And it isn't just all money. Think about that as we think about some other things. Here at 45...
This is your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Many of us use our mobile phones not just for communicating, but also for gaming. And if you love gaming on your phone or tablet, you gotta check out Alto's Odyssey, where you play the role of a snowboarder flying down an endless and beautiful landscape. Developed in Toronto, Eli Samet is lead producer for Alto's Odyssey.
What you do is move through these different spaces. In the case of Adventure, it's Alto's home mountain where he and his friends play and live their lives. And in the case of Odyssey, it's this majestic desert that sort of has a grandeur to it. And as you move through the space, we challenge you to achieve certain small, digestible goals. Like maybe we want you to jump across two large chasms in one run, and that allows players to sort of bask in this really silhouetted, distinct, colorful scenery.
AltosOdyssey.com is the place to go for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code DJV, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code DJV.
Hey, what's going on? What are you
doing? Oh, my gosh, no. Insomnia, please, not tonight. I've got a busy day tomorrow.
Ooh, what's that sound? Wow, sounds like your partner is sound asleep. You must be jealous.
Yes.
Too bad. Come on, let's go to the kitchen. Yes, you have ice cream and cookies. Eat all of it.
Insomnia, please, leave me alone.
No. Who is that? Check your phone. Ooh, scroll through social media. Check the news.
That's it. I'm taking Calitrin, so you will finally leave me alone for good.
Wait, no. Not Calitrin. I'm sorry.
Too late.
No, please, no.
Finally, sleep.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss that not only works while you sleep, it helps you sleep.
I really enjoy taking Calitrin because it definitely helps me with my sleeping. I have lost approximately 10 pounds, and I am very pleased with the results.
My name is Marcia, and my husband and I both take Calitrin to sleep better at night and for to help on his weight.
Check us out at toploss.com or call 1-833-TOPLOSS.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, other people in the news here. Mario Batali, he's still kicking around, or at least his name is, but his restaurant's See You Later, Alligator. All the repercussions amid the allegations of sexual harassment. A lot of employees are going to be out of jobs because his empire is shutting down some of the restaurants in Las Vegas, for example, on the Strip, shutting down in the next 60 days. Where else does he have his restaurants? Where else around the country?
Well, he's got restaurants in New York. He's got at least three that I know of, and I'm not sure what's going to happen to them because they're three really popular restaurants. So it's kind of just even more of a mess.
Somebody else take them over, change the name?
His partners, maybe the Bastianich family, might just take over everything.
Really? What's their name, Bastianich?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, sounds healthy. 10 before the hour.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There's always information abounding, a lot of information that's good and important, healthful info. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with his overview of some of the medical stories from this week in the journals, and always as profiled and listed, archived at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Dr. Ken brought to you in part by the folks at Purity Products. Purity Products offer you Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. This is a small pill, not like the large ones. You see, most of the fish oil pills that you get, if you want to call them pills, I call them capsules, are pretty large, but they concentrated the fish oil and the krill oil together to such an extent that it's a smaller, much more easily usable product. Purity Products Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 is absolutely perfect for any number of reasons, because one of the reasons that cardiologists like it is because it's good for your cardiovascular health, opening up, keeping all of the lines open, shall we say, to your brain, to your muscles, get the blood around to your body. That's what fish oil is all about. And as far as the krill oil is concerned, it's been discovered that it boosts your joint comfort by working with a bursa to make it easier for the joints to be flexible and keep working well. So you feel better all the way around, inside and outside, with Krill Omega 50 Plus. Let's have it work for you. Call 800-355-1493 for your first free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. 800-355-1493. Oil in two different forms. Fish oil, krill oil. What a great combination. The CoQ10 gives you energy, too. So all together, try this bottle free. You'll get on the program, I know, because you'll see and feel the difference. They know that. That's why they're offering you the free bottle to get started in the program. 800-355-1493. Pay a bit of shipping, I think $2 or $3, so maybe $4 for the bottle. That's it. That's what you get. 800-355-1493, Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. All right, let's get to Ken and some of the important medical stories from this week.
Good.
High blood pressure can increase medical costs by thousands of dollars. You'd know this firsthand as a cardiologist, Ken.
Exactly. This comes out this week, Doug, in the Journal of the American Heart Association. We know that 46% of American adults, that's about 103 million people, have high blood pressure, but only about half of those have it controlled. If your blood pressure goes up, so does your medical bill. Yearly medical costs for American adults with high blood pressure, it can run nearly $2,000 more than those without the condition. So if you want to save some money, get your blood pressure under control.
Yep, blood pressure. Is that the biggest indicator? And by the way, let's turn that around a little bit. What happens when your blood pressure is too low, and what is considered... Why don't you give us the parameters of what's too low and what's too high?
Well, the new definition for too high, you want to keep it below 130 over 80. It used to be 140 over 90. It's now 130 over 80 as of last year. Yep. And too low is a little bit hard to define. It's more personalized. I like to make sure that top number doesn't go below 105. But for some people, it's normally less than that. And they don't have symptoms of low blood pressure. Symptoms of low blood pressure is fatigue, lightheadedness, dizziness, feelings like you're going to pass out. So low blood pressure is very individualized, but usually under 105 we begin to get symptoms of low blood pressure, but not always.
What about the other number? Is that important for low being too low?
Now you're getting into the weeds. That gets a little more complicated between the two of them. And
you know me, how I like to get into the weeds.
Yeah. You can talk about pulse pressure, and that gets a little complicated. But
well, I heard something the other day, and this is what made me a news story, about someone they were worried about saving because the blood pressure was too low, and that indicated something. It must have indicated some bleeding internally or something.
Yes.
And of course, I relate this. I'm happy to be a guinea pig. I always say to you, you can tell the audience anything you want to about me. When my blood pressure is measured, it's usually 110 over 68 or 70.
Right. So you heard me make sure that top number is at least 105. And,
yeah.
And yours is.
Yeah.
But again, that top number varies. There are some people who live with a top number in the 90s their whole life, have no symptoms, mm-hmm. and that's actually very healthy. So low blood pressure is hard to define. It's individualized.
Yeah. All right, well, but blood pressure is important. You need to know
very important.
All of your signs. You need to be aware. You got to have an annual physical, folks. You really do. No matter what I started getting mine when I was 24, and have had one at least one a year ever since. Ken has been the victim of having to take care of me for the past 12, 14 years. Get one every year. Every year. 10 minutes? No, it isn't either.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.